این پیسیستی برمست و شروع اینه Let's go over, somebody asked me a question that's on the first Kasher Tosis, let's see all of you can answer, all of you should be able to answer that question. Let's do the post again inside. Shmuel says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had taught us in the Mishnah that by dina nefasha, so then nimtzeach amem karu pasul passes the entire cat. But by dina mamonos, it won't. Taisus asks us this, like this: Kasha heit matzim yadim v'raglenu. Beautiful expression. You need to be on firm ground. You can't just waffle here, waffle there. Yodeinu v'raglenu. How do we have firm ground for our, at least our feet? What basis do we have? Kishinos and get sheish b'mayim mekrovim. There are relatives around. V'yilon alomar deis aksherim b'teilu. And there's a problem that the eidus sherim, even if there are eidim sherim, it's going to be bottled. V'aydum yudinin nefashos. It's like the nefashos d'sherin eishasish sheish b'mises bezdin. It's considered a case of dinei nefashos. The time the parashas the old gabe edus nefashos, shayech nami beget, the gamle rebbe nami kasha shepa'amim yiskaven leechav min akrovim leheid. The Gemara later on is going to say, according to Rebbe, that only if they're miskaven leheid v'amevin yavim from Tosis is mashma like the way Josh K had suggested that this Gemara is going according to the maskanas haGemara is going according to Rebbe, lav dafka according to Rebbe Yossi. So when there's a requirement kavana lahayiv, so according to Shita Rebbe that says that it's only for kavana lahayiv that's going to be posel. So then in such a case, Tosis asks, so then there are times that even the krovim have kavana to be made, and how could it be that when it comes to gerushin, the halacha is that you could do a gerushin? What about the fact that there is a, according to Rebbe Yossi, simply then being around the karov apostle is going to create a problem? Or according to Rebbe, when they're mechavin leheid, in such a case, there will be a problem. Okay, that's Tosis Kash. We mentioned that yesterday. One of the Talmidim asked me, why did Tosis choose a raya from Get? Why didn't Tosis talk about Kedushin? Can anybody answer that question? Why didn't he choose... now, after Talmud asked me that question, I asked him to explain to me what Tosis Kasha was. You can make a good deal, but you got to be masbir well. Before you start asking your own questions, you got to be able to explain the kasha well. But can anybody answer that question? It's a fair question to ask after you understand Tosis is kasha. What's the answer to that question? Why didn't Tosis go to Kedushin? Why did he choose Get? If you can't answer that question, just that basic question, that you didn't understand shot entirely in Tosis is kasha. Ah, Ami, I'm going to miss you very, very much. So from what I understand, it's the last year for Shana Bet. Beis HaShem, you're going to come back many, many more times. Amen. Amen. We should be to learn a lot from each other. Yeah, go ahead. Exactly. When you have a case of a get where she thinks that she was divorced, but there was an eighth puzzle that was there, and that messes it up, so then she's going to end up marrying somebody else. She's going to think she's entirely divorced, she'll marry someone else, and she's really an Ashish. If a woman thinks that she's married, and she's really not, so then it's not as devastating, it might not even be a case of nefashos at all, probably it's not going to be a case of nefashos at all, so then in such a case, it's less of a problem. That's the reason why Tosis chose that case. I'd rather go on, because we have so much to do. Oren, Kabbalah Satayr is coming, and the clock is ticking. There's a lot to do. L'chein nir l'ri. D'gamma Rabbi Yossi lo yamru de dusam betulam dafka ba'osim shemeidim b'fnei bezin. Alu b'shvil re'iyah l'chud lo. Tosis now says that re'iyah alone is not going to passel. Also the Haggadah say this. V'im tomer imkei ma parach haragatzel va'eino holech le'i b'bezin. I'm repeating what we did yesterday. The Gemara says earlier that simply the horror of being around will already make it possible. The Omer read the Vada Mitchila Yisaver Hashas Rabbi Yossi Kinami Einem Bon Lehei Bebezin Eidusam Betela. That originally in the Hava Amina of the Gemara we saw that simply being there together should be enough to pass them. Umishani, but then the Gemara does an about face. And we spoke about the significance of that about face. There could be even our understanding Vamevin Yavin of Hasra has now changed as well. How Hasra binds the Eden together. Umishani b'mekaymi dover akos v'daber. Klomar, kishiboyan l'kayim adover b'bez and omer Rabbi Yosi nimtzachem en kar apostle de dusam b'teilem. Now we have a new yisod. And this is the yisod called Eidus l'kiyum adover. That the Eidim, when they testify in court, then that what is what creates the event. And therefore, the re'iyah is not what creates the event. Rather, what creates the event? The event is created when they testify in court. In the Havan Mina by Harig Yaxel, we thought differently. Kamash Malan, not that way. We pointed out that the Ritva might say that that's relevant, according to Tosos, that we're changing every perspective we had of what binds the Eidim. And what our perspective of what binds the Eidim in the Mishnah is going to be different in the Maskana. One more about Mavin Yavin. Yesterday we didn't explain at the end of the day how in the Hava Amina, will Tosis be Masbir Hisru Bahen? That we didn't, one of the Talmidim made that point, but that we're going to leave. By the way, one note in Shir. Hamevin Yavins are not meant to necessarily to understand. In other words, for those of you who follow what I'm saying, for those who don't, I intentionally say Hamevin Yavin so that you should know that you'll be able to follow the rest of the Shir even if you don't follow that point. Okay. Vim Tomer. Tosis continues on. In Cain, Ma Parak Le'il Mayasu Shnei Achin. What's the Gemara's Kasha of Mayasu Shnei Achin? Valo Ein Shum Chshasha. Im Lavar Lehei Bebezin Kidepe Rashti. There isn't any Chshash if they're not going to come to testify in court. What's the problem of Shnei Achin Shiro Behechad Sharek Zevish? Now that we learn that the Re'iyah is not important, and what's the Mekayim Adavar? Is that God to say dus? So what's the Gemara saying when it says, no, Mayasu Shnei Achin? Shiro, of what significance is Ro? Va'amevin Yavin, last week we spoke about the Re'iyah according to Shitas Tosos, in Dibra Hamas Chil Omar Rav is critical. But now Tosis is changing. And Tosis is saying the only thing is the Agoda Seidus. If that's also, what's the Pshat in Mayasu Shnei Achin Shiro? By the way, from here is a Raya, I don't know if the Ozohadr counts this, that whose Pshat yesterday is not Mukhruf according to Tosos? The Maharam's Pshat. Even some of the Shana Aleph guys asked me to review what the Maharam said. What did the Maharam say yesterday? The Maharam said, yeah, yesterday the Maharam said it. Imamish said it. The Maharam said it yesterday. Chazal tell us that. And you have the Sfas, Be'ez Hashem, you can live eternally as well. If you're Mechadish Kiddushei Torah, and your descendants say it, then you will Mamish continue to live beyond 120. What did the Maharam say yesterday? The Maharam yesterday said, Ma Yasu Shnei Achim. Is two dots. It's a quote from the Mishnah. You see from Tosos, that Tosos did not read the Gemara that way. Because Tosos says, what's im came ma parach le'il? What does it mean? Ma parach le'il? I amri le'metziyosu mayasu shnei achin. The Gemara was explaining that when you have shnei achin, so then in such a case, there, the reason why they're okay is because they just came to see and not to be made. Now, according to Tosfos, it seems that no, it's not just a header to the next Gemara. It's part of Ilam Etziasi, Mayasu, Shnei, Achin, Lechura, the two go together. I'm sorry, Eitan and Aaron, I really have so much to do today. I want to take your hours very badly, but I want to keep on moving because we haven't even started Shir yet. Tosfos says no. Over here, what we have is a case in which the Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar is only by the Hagadah Eidus. However, there is a time that the two brothers are going to actually come. Shelo Yoda Zebeze V'Yeira Echad Afa Pishikvar Heid Achad Bebezdin. And even if it happens after Kedei Dibur, why does Tosfos say it's probably likely to happen after Kedei Dibur? Because they weren't aware that the other one came to Bezdin. Mikomakom edusam b'teila. The edus is going to be bottom. Mishum machinon shlosha l'shnayim nimtza karav apostel b'zachar zeh. Because the Torah Akdosha speaks about edim of two or three, and that we understand that that pasuk is also talking about nimtza karav apostel b'zachar zeh. Above, we learned in our Gemara that the only time we say that if you have a bunch of Adim that become Zoom, that the whole Kat becomes Pasul, is if they were all Tolkidei Dibur of each other. But if they're not Tolkidei Dibur, then we don't connect the Eidus. So Tulsa says that's Halacha only in regards to Azama. But in regards to the Dibur, so then if two Achim came in and they testify in the same case, the halacha is that they will passel each other, even if it's not Tal Kedei Dibur. Again, this seems to be quite different than the Havana of some Rishonim that we had. We had a Machlokas Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Chaf, Halacha Gimel. A lot of it seems to be different than that mahalach that we had up until now, and we pointed out as well that this Tosis is different than Tosis Dibar Maskel on my Rava. That's also our Maven Yavin point. Now let's begin Shir. What did Tosis just say? Tosis comes along, and the crunch of Tosis is that in the Maskonas HaGemara, what does Eidus Lekiyum HaDover mean? Eidus B'Mekayim HaDover, when did the Eidim become bound? As a object of Eidus, they become bound as an object of Eidus, and even a cat of Eidim, both in the sense of the noun and the verb. It both happens at the time of Hagadas Eidus, and Tosis also is Mechadesh, that Toch Kedei Dibur was only a requirement of Azama, is not a requirement in regards to Hagadah. And if you have a Karav Apostle, even after Tolkidei Dibur on the same vent, it's going to pass. This is the Mahalach, the approach of our Bali Tosos. Now let's take a look and see how the Ritva presents what Tosos is saying. Comes along the Ritva. And the Ritva points out that there are now different ways of understanding the words of the Gemara, Lemechzi Asisan or Lasude Asisan. Pirish Rashi, Lasude Asisan, Bishas Maisa. What are we asking them? We're asking them, Bishas Maisa, whether they came intended to test to witness this as Adam. According to Rashi, what's critical, says the Ritva, is not what we've just developed in the Maskanas HaTosos. And that is, what was your Kavana when you testified? And if you had Kavana as Eidim, so then in such a case, if there was a Karav Apostle who also had that Kavana, then in such a case, the whole Kaf is going to be possible. The Chayin Kosa Rashbam. It's not a coincidence that the Einikol, the Rashbam, also said the same thing. I always like to tell the Talmidim one of the most beautiful movie moments for me is there's a fantastic movie that I want to recommend. Beryl Wine made two beautiful movies, one on the Rambam and one on Rashi. And at the end of the movie, it's done, I believe, if I could recall correctly, I think it's not even with actors, it's done in like a cartoon form, but it's done very, very nicely, very, very beautifully. And there are two emotions that end after the description of Rashi's life, and number one is you hear the hoofsteps of the Crusades. Rashi passed away right before the terrible pillaging of the Crusades and the killing. By the way, in terms of percentages, the Crusades, if you're bothered a little bit on Tisha B'Av, that Crusades take up such a large part of the kinnis of Tisha B'Av, so you should know that the Crusades destroyed a similar percentage of world Jewry as the Holocaust destroyed. It was that devastating. The numbers were less because there were less Jews in the world. But it was absolutely devastating what the Crusades did. Rashi passed away just a few years before the Crusades hit Klal Yisrael. Bnei Aron Nesef Hatzadik. Rashi's grandchildren were killed by the Crusades. So that's one part of the scene of as the Crusades begin to slaughter the Jews. I think Rashi might have heard a little bit of the news before he passed away. And then the other part is he has a little boy sitting on his lap. It's not Shmuel, but this one's Yaakov Ishtam, Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, the way he describes it as a child, was very, very feisty. And he's saying, Zayda, it's not like this. Doesn't make sense what you're saying. So Rashi, and he's pulling on Rashi's beard. He's sitting on his lap. And Rashi says to him, Yaakov, you first have to listen a little bit. You first have to learn a little bit. And one day you'll be ready to disagree with me. That's how the movie ends. That's what represents the beauty of the Shel Shelus HaMesirim. So Rashbam, the Enochel here, didn't disagree with the Zayda. Here the Rashbam, the grandson, follows Rashi. The Chaim Kotz Rashbam Perik Yeshnof from Gabayid Yishnayim Shenichmesu Levakeh as Afoylov. The Dafka Nichmesu Levakeh. That the halacha is, if you have two people that go in to visit a sick person, that it depends on what their perspective of it was. Avo nichnesu leheyid, if they came in just to visit, so then later they could become dayanim if the person passes away in Hilchos Yerusha. Avo nichnesu leheyid avo leedim. Ve'ein kaisvin din, then they can't write it as a din. She'ein a nasa dayan. Once someone is an aide on a case, he can no longer become a dayan. This is a big complicated sugya in Shas. All you have to know is an aide cannot become a dayan. The question now is, these fellows that came to visit, can they function as a dayan? Mikivat shiskav liros al das leheid. Vav bishalo aide. Even though they intended to be made, they're automatically possible, even though practically they never testified. Ukedamrin and Hacha, like we said over here, the Amula Sude Asin Havle Aidim, Umitsali Ksherim, Amtulisu Kiilu Haidu. And once they had Kavanah to be made, they're going to be possible. Koshkan Yasim Ekar, the Metsi, Vahashas Lebezdin, Lehayud Veidu. And of course, Rashi will agree to Tosos that if they came actually to court, then in such a case also they're Aidim. But Rashi is going to be more Machmir than Tosos. How's Rashi going to be more mouthful than Tosas? Because he says that even if they simply saw, then automatically they're going to be possible. Zushi does Rashi nechto Rishvam filashanam. Avol hikshu alav, continues the Ritva. Everybody have it? The maslori yizu lomar. Ki lefisha miskavim b'shas ria lios eid, yekori eid shalol lios dayim v'lifsla sakshem b'kavanasam. Rashi is saying, and if the truth is, you ask us, it's probably the Pashas of the Gemara, Makas Vavim and Aleph. Rashi is saying that once someone sees with the intention to be a witness, then automatically they all become one cat, and if there's a Karu apostle amongst them, it's going to be a problem. And now the Ritva explodes the Sugya. He explodes the Sugya because he gets involved with the sugya of eight atem eidai. And he suggests the following. According to the position of Rashi, any time you have eidim witnessing a kedushin, if there's a karov apostle there, then in such a case, they will passel everybody else. Could anybody spell out the obvious? According to Tosfos, why is that not so? Why is it that according to Tosfos, there isn't going to be a problem if a Karov apostle is there? Yes, from Josh?
Because they're only called just Haggadah.
Exactly. Tosis's position is that Lekayim Adovar means what? Bishas Haggadah. And that was proof of the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. Korig Yaksil. In the Havamina, the Gemara thinks that Riyah does also. Kamash Malah, no, Lekayim Adovar is telling us Dafka Haggadah. That's how Tosis learns. Oh, if so, according to Tosis, it's not going to be a problem. But according to Rashi, it is. Shim lo kein, because if that would not be so, v'yei shum karov, And if there's a relative there, ulai niskabin liyosei. Maybe that individual intended also to witness. Uposel is kulam. And then he's going to make everybody posel. Vahavalu mekadesh ve'elim psulim. Ki mekadesh v'lo edim she'en kedushav klum. And then in such a case, the kedusha is not going to be valid. Va'anan behed yekaimalon. And we learn in the Gemara in Kedushin, the footnotes help us out over here on Dachman Gimel, that the Kedushin lo tzarech lomar te'edai. Then when it comes to Kedushin, you don't need to designate the Edim. Why don't you need to designate the Edim? What would the logic be? Because Kara apostle does not become a problem. Why would you need to say, hey, Atam Edai? You want to choose. Well, you guys are good friends, right? It could be as two friends you might be puzzled to make it together. But let's say for a moment they weren't good friends. That's an interesting question. They weren't good friends. So, Adam and Yosef, they're the Edim. And other people are also watching the Edus. And it could be that one of the people are either a Karov of them or a Karov of the man or woman. So in such a case, says the Ritva, Lefi, the position of Rashi, he has to say, the Chassan has to say, Atem Eda, you, to the exclusion of all others. Only you are going to be the Eden. V'anam be'edya kaimelon, the Bekidushin lo tzarech lomar Atem Eda. V'lo shanin lom be'mikadish bi'yichidim o b'ram p'nei avio krovin. So that's what the Ritva spells out. According to Rashi, what will come out is something absolutely wild. That you're going to have to be miyachei the Edim and the Mashmos. Now what Rashi is going to do with that Gemara in Kedushin, we'll leave in Yirtz Hashem when we get to Kedushin Mem Gimel, one day Be'ezer Hashem. But the Chura, you will have to be miyachei the Edim. B'afal pi shenogu, he continues on, big tzatz mekomos l'sayim Edim b'Kedushin. There are some people that do designate the Edim. Lo mishur is dina talmanos and l'fisha choshul pirish Rashi. It's not meikar the dina. Va'ol! Why do you even need to ask whether they intended to see it or not? They didn't intend to come to witness. If the pshat is like Rashi, there's no reason to believe that they came to witness. And the Lashon also, asisa, means what their intention was when they came to Bezdin. The law, Havalon Memel Asude as Losson. O Iskavanosson. Not why did you come. Come seems to indicate that you're coming to Bezdin. As Losson means to go there, or what your intention was. So the Ritva thinks that's not even the Mashmosa of Loshna Gemara. Lochain Anachon, Lochain Yurmi Perish Rabbeinu Chananah, She'ein Asa Shaila Azois El Bashas Biyosam LeBezdin Leheir. What if they say no? They didn't come to testify. So Chahavol Lebezin Kefim Hashem Isdamim Sham Ben Krov Ben Sula, Valo Halo Alarov Ain Sham El Krov Ehorek Vaharuk Liros Mayaselom. So what are we asking then? We're asking them, now that you're here, are you coming to testify, or are you coming just to take part of the judicial process, the lav dafka to be the Edim themselves? According to Ritva, maybe you need to explain a little bit what they're coming for, if they're not coming to be made in Beth. Oh. Now, Rabosai, I want to try to show you, number one, how halacha l'maisa this discussion is, and then try to get into the bones of the lomdus over here. To this very day, if you watch carefully at a chasana, this machlokus between the Ritva and the Tosas is still alive. How is it still alive? How are you supposed to call up Edim? If you listen carefully at different chasanas, they do different things. Some chasanas, they'll just say, so-and-so is the aid, and so-and-so is the aid. That's all they'll say. According to whom might that be a problem? What? Rashi, according to Rashi, might be a problem. In fact, we're going to see that the Shach in Simin Mem Beis in Evin HaEzer, the Ketzos HaChoshen quotes, and we put the Ketzos in the Maram Mekomos, in Simin Lamed Vav, says to be Choshesh for that position. And he says one has to be concerned that at the end of the day, whoever sees the Kedushin is part of the Eidim, and if they had Kavanah to be Meid, we don't know for sure what people are thinking. If they don't have Kavanah to be Eid, Lekulei Alma, it's not going to be a problem. But if they have Kavanah to be Meid, so then in such a case, you've got a problem. Nimzecha Mein Karav Apostol. Hence, it's known as a Brisker Chumrah, but it's a Shach already. That there is some who say that we announce the Eidim, Ravina's Makbid, even to have the Chassan say it, that the Chassan should say that you are my Eidim. What's that? Oh, so the question is, now there's another Diyun. Different Rabbanim have different Girsos. Rav Soloveitchik used to feel very strongly that you should say, you are the Eidim, to the exclusion of all others. That would be an interesting shadow. What happens if he says that in the Gemara, it just says, Atan Eidai? The Ritvan never said, according to this position, you have to say, Atan Eidai, to the exclusion of all others. Do you have to say, to the exclusion of all others? So, Rav Soloveitchik said, to the exclusion of all others. There was some Rabbanim, some, I think, others in the Soloveitchik dynasty who also mapped it on this, to say, to the exclusion of all others. However, Rabbi Bleich, one of my Rabbeim, in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, said he was very opposed to saying to the exclusion of all others. Why is he opposed to saying to the exclusion of all others? Because he pulled out a newspaper. He said one time, one of the famous Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas, and one of the most famous Haredi Yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael, he said at his grandson's wedding, someone made a mistake, and it turned out that the two Eidim were related to each other. And if you say to the exclusion of all others, so then in such a case, then the Kedushin is going to be possible, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. Because you only had those two Eidim, and those two Eidim were possible. But according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, and the Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch passing the Simon Membeis, you don't have to say Atem Eidai. So the Chura of the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Shita of Tosos and Rov Rishonim, like the Ritva is presenting over here. If you say to the exclusion of all others, that's possible to Kulei Alma. So Rabbi Bleich was against the exclusion of all others. So I saw something interesting. The last wedding, who was the last wedding? Which Talmud was it? Bezer Hashem? At the last what? What? Who? Was it David? Yeah, maybe it was probably David Amenders. Nachon. I think it was at the night before I was at Aryeh Gottlieb's wedding. And Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik was Masadik Kedushin. He actually didn't do it the way his uncle had done the Kedushin. Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik is the son of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He's one of the Magidei Shurim in Lander College. So he said his Lashon was Meduyah. I think also that he said it in a way. He said in a way just in case the Eidim of Psalm. I was an aid by Rav Korn, and I were the Eidim by Aryeh Gottlieb's wedding. So he said he had a great lashon just in case I was possible. I can understand why he'd be choshesh. So he said just in case. He said to the exclusion of all Psalm. That's a very very interesting lashon. That might get it according to everybody. So he had Aryeh say. In fact, Aryeh started off because he knew that most people say to the exclusion of all others. So Aryeh said to the exclusion of all others. So he said, no, to the exclusion of all psulim. Because he didn't trust me and Rav Korn. Probably me. They didn't trust. So he said to the exclusion of all psulim. To the exclusion of all psulim. That's perfect. So this way, it's only excluding the psulim. That, I think, Rabbi Black would prefer that lashon. Although there are different traditions of how to do it. So the next night, David also, now that you remind me, David also said, to the exclusion of all Of all others, I said, no, to the exclusion of all psulim. I thought it made a lot of sense. To the exclusion of all psulim might cover all the shittas, and that might be the most precise lashon. Nachzor l'inyanenu. Now coming back into the minei ube. Reb Shimon Shkok points out in the Shari Yosher, in Shar Zayin, Kedai to read this, it's a beautiful thing. Rabosa, I'm about to share with you, that was a fun halacha l'maisa application, it's machlokes rishonim. But now I'm about to share with you one of the most important yesodos in all of Hilchos Eidos. All the Gedolei Achronim say it. Reb Chaim was known over to say this all the time. Although yesterday I was banging my head against the wall when I was preparing the shir, I said to them, which Reb Chaim should I do with them? Reb Chaim says this in a few places in what we call in Sefer. That's the Yiddish way of saying in the Sefer. If you ever hear anybody say in Sefer. Reb Chaim in Sefer says this a few times, but Reb Chaim does it in a way that you have to be cheshvening five other things at once. And I found Reb Shimon says it out straightforward. Clearly, you don't need to go to Reb Chaim. But you should know that this is one of the most important yesodos that exists in the sugyas of Eidos. It appears both throughout Noshim and through Seder Noshim and Seder Nezikin. And that is, what's behind this machlokus? This mamish started our daf, and what I wanted you to see is everybody says over what they call the raid, you know, the famous chakira. I want you to see how this yesod emerges from the Minei Ubei in the Pshat and Tosos. What's the machlokus over here between the Rashi and the Balei Tosos? Says Reb Shimon, the machlokus is the following machlokus. When it comes to Eidos of Kedushin, like we saw, the Shach is Machmir, when it comes to Kedushin, he says that if you have a Karav apostle that witnesses, it's going to apostle the Kedushin, and therefore you should be Miyachid the Eidim. Like the Ritva asked on Rashi, the Shach says that that's what you should do? Oh. So what's behind that machlokus? So says Reb Shimon, there are two ways to understand the requirement of Eidus and Kedushin. Everybody knows that a couple, that's a Gemara Mefureshes, in Kedushin on Daf Samachay, Daf Samachvav, that we learn out, the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shtayim Eidim Yokum Davar, and it also says, when in regards to marriage and divorce, that we learn out davar davar mimama, that just like when it comes to monetary issues, to prove it, you need two eidim, so too when it comes to kedushin, you also need two eidim. Okay? So clearly everybody agrees you need two eidim. What is the purpose of those two eidim? What do you need these two eidim for? Everybody agrees if there aren't two eidim, then they're not married altogether. You know, in the famous case of Moshe Feinstein's Tshuva, one of the many, many reasons that co-ed schools are a problem, so you every once in a while, every 10 years or so, you have a shaila as a joke in the middle of the class. One of the guys says to one of the girls, either likes or probably doesn't like, Hareat Mekudeshusli, and you put something in her hand, and presto, now it's a massive, massive shaila. It's one of the most awful things. I told you yesterday, men are bad and women are good. It's one of the most awful things a guy could do to a girl. So now, the first thing Ramesha will do is, Ramesha says, okay, who is watching? So the hope is that the Rebbe wasn't there and the teachers weren't there and there are only a bunch of high school kids and we could apostle all of them and that's it, then she's not married. It's enough affairs that they did in high school to apostle every single one of them. So, okay, so that leave it to Ramesha and his tshuva to take care of that. But why am I bringing out? What I'm bringing out is that in such a case, the halacha is that they're what? The halacha is that they're only going to be married if there are two kosher eidim. If there's no two kosher eidim, everybody agrees a woman cannot be married without two kosher eidim. That's a davar pashut. And a divorce won't take effect if you don't have two kosher eidim. What's the omik hadvarim of that requirement of two kosher eidim? Is the requirement of two kosher eidim because the Torah wants that one day, if we need to verify that this woman is married, that we'll have proof in Bezdin, and we don't allow a marriage to take place unless you have two kosher witnesses? then the Eidus over here, when it comes to Kiddushin, is no different than every other case of Eidus, where the Eidim are there to verify the event for Beis Din. Or no, there's another issue. And that is that when it comes to Kiddushin, there you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, and that means that you need Eidim there simply to allow the Kinyan to take its full effect. If there aren't Eidim there, then in such a case, the Kinyan is not, there's something lacking inherently in the Kinyan. When are these Eidim considered significant? Are these Eidim considered significant B'shas Maisa or B'shas Haggadah? Is the Shas Haggadah critical or is the Shas Maisa critical? Everybody agrees that you need the Eidim there, but what's the purpose of them? Is the purpose for them for the Shas Haggadah or is the purpose for B'shas Maisa? Oh, so why do you say, it's Nafi, right?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because we're not doing, we've got all seasoning happening until we actually go to Bezin and listen about it. It's not called
Eidus. Oh, it's not called Eidus. Could you prove that to me from the Gemara itself? You could use a Rishon. Can you prove that for me from the Gemara itself? But while Nachi's looking in the Gemara, let me just give the punchline. That, Reb Shimon says, is what's behind this Machlokes. According to Taisus, there's no difference between when it comes to Gittin and Kiddushin and when it comes to Dinei Nefashos. No one is going to say that a murder didn't take place without the Eidim. And Tosa says the same applies when it comes to get. I don't care who else is watching. I don't care who else is watching, whether it's a car or a bus. It's not important. Because at the end of the day, what's critical? The Haggadah says it's the Beis Din. And Tosa said that was good for the Shakla of the Tariyah of the Gemara. In the Hava Amina, we thought that the Riyah might also be critical. The Shas Riyah binds it together. Kamash Malan, when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, what binds and what gives them the Chalos, the identity of Eidim, is when they testify. Now, if you say that the reason why you need Eidus for Kiddushin is just for the testimony, so what's really Koveya them as the Eidim? What's really Koveya them as the Eidim is the Haggadah of the Beis Din. And therefore, Karav Apostle is only going to be when? Is only going to be a problem when they're in Beis Din. I don't care what's going on, that there are 350 guests and half of them are Krovim and Psulim. That, Reb Shimon says, is what's going on to us. Reb Chaim also says the same thing. In contrast to those Rishonim, like we saw in the Shach. Now, Rashi is going to be much more complicated, right? Rashi is going to say even the same thing in regards to Nefashos. But those Rishonim that we see, that the Shach quotes, we're going to see in a moment, we're going to see in Mefurish and other Rishonim, who say that when it comes to Kiddushin, there the halacha is that a Kara of Apostles, Apostle B'Shas Riyah, they understand that the requirement of Eidus of Kiddushin is not just simply to be able to have Haggadah's Eidus in Beis Din. And the halacha says you can't get married without that potential, but rather the Eidim are part of the Kinyan itself. It's a chelek of the Kinyan, and they're nikba al yidei, they have a, what we call in Bris, a chalos shem of Eidim, they have an identity of Eidim at the moment of the Kinyan. And therefore, if there's a Karo Apostle, then in such a case, they're going to apostle. Nachi, now go back and now you want, show me why you think that it doesn't make sense, Bishas Re'iyah, that they shouldn't be bound. Go ahead. You could talk in whoever you like. I would recommend you go and tell us. You're on the right track. Go ahead.
So, we're going inside our training room?
What's that?
We're going inside our training room.
Say it any way that you feel most comfortable.
I mean, just as an example of if there's aid in by the time out of get, then what is supposed to do? There's going to be crime in there, so you're going to tell me that.
Very good. You see that in Tosas, that Tosas says that what's critical over here is Shas Haggadah. Very, very good. Now, excellent. Let's go now deeper. in the language of both the Ktsos HaChoshen and Reb Chaim, I didn't put this Ktsos in the Maror Mekomos, you should know that they all developed two terms. And the terms are Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar versus Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is Eidim that are there to allow the event to have halachic significance. That's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. They argue that when it comes to Kiddushin, Kiddushin works as Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. In contrast to when it comes to Eidus of Mamonos, you don't need, no one's going to doubt that the murder took place or the transaction of money took place. There, it's L'Birur HaDavar. For Bezdin, it's not significant unless the Eidim testify in court. That's the terms that we use. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. Where do you see this most pronounced in the Rishonim? Irony of ironies is you see it in the Ritva himself, in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel. Take a look at the Ritva that we just passed around. There weren't enough copies. If you don't mind, maybe give one behind you and two guys to look on with each other. In fact, I wanted Kedar Kenu B'Kodesh, it's my fault that I was photocopying last minute. I also wanted to photocopy the machine broke. I wanted to photocopy the Reb Shimon as well, but every single one of you could look, Kedai to look up the Reb Shimon. It's very, very readable. Go through it inside. If you want me to give you the Reb Chaim's, where Reb Chaim develops this, you saw that it's Kedai also to see the Reb Chaim's. Reb Shimon is Dibra Maskel Omnam and Dibra Maskel Vashitas. Okay. Says the Ritva in Kedushan Daf Mem Gimel the following. Mihu, on the bottom of Taf Mem Aleph, Kalam Taf Mem Aleph, the first column, Kol Heicha Sheyesh Pa'osa Maimad, Sheirim Opsum Okrovim, Sarech Liyached Eidia Kedushan. You need to designate. Dilo, because if you don't, Kivan the Ika E Pasul Beinehem, Eidus Kulam Betela. The entire Eidus is bottled. When do we ask the Eidim where their attention was to witness or to just watch? That's only by Dine Mamnos and Nefashos. She'eino Eidus Miskayemes Ad Sheboen LeBezdin. And therefore, the Ritva is going to answer Taisus's Kasha, where Taisus asks about our Yadayim and Raglayim by Gittin. L'churi is going to say that you have to say Atameidai as well. You have to say to the exclusion of all others, or to the exclusion of all Psulim. And otherwise, it's not going to work. Continuing. She'ein Eidus Miskayem Asad Shabon Lebezdin. V'shas Re'i Elocha Shivi Eidus. Aval Hocha B'Kiddushin. It's interesting, he didn't say Gittin. When it comes to Kiddushin, Eina Eidus Bo La'ameis HaDavar Bilvad. Mamish Mefurish, the famous Achronish terminology, is Mefurish in the Ritva. The Kiddushin is not, the Eidus of Kiddushin is not coming to verify the event. Ela Afilu Yadin Dachi Kushta the Milsa the Shekidsha. How do we know? We have a video. The wedding video. In fact, you know what Rabbanim do with Chas V'Chalil in cases of Shadus and Mamzerus? Where there wasn't an appropriate get the first time, what they do is bring me the video, and they want to see who the Eidim are. And then the rabbis are gunning out to help the woman that the children shouldn't be mamzerim from the second marriage. They want to make the, if they can, to make the Eidim psulim. You know for sure the wedding took place. You know for sure that the wedding took place. They're looking at the video itself. They're looking at the video itself. But if they can make the Eidim psulim, so then in such a case, then that might be a way that Poskim will save a case of Mamzerus. Ela afilu yadin da'achal kusra milsa kitsha. Eina mikadeshes below Eidim. There's no Kedushin without Eidim. Ve'ein l'kedushin kiyum below Eidus. And there's no kiyum of Kedushin without Eidus. Now, of course, Rabosai, what should jump out at you? All the Achronim discuss. What's the issue over here? What's the issue that they're all bothered by? They're all bothered what? Whoa, that was something else good. I like what you're saying. What else?
The Ritva himself.
The Ritva himself, the Saiser himself. The Ritva by us in Makkos. I was always bothered by this. That the Ritva in Makkos said he defended whom? The position of the Baalei Tosfos. Baalei Tosfos are the one who say that Gittin and Ritzicha and everything is all the same. And they deny that there's a distinction between Eidus Lekim Adover, Eidus Abir Adover. And yet the Ritva in Kedushin becomes the basic source to differentiate between the two. And that's the source where we are Machmir today. It's Kedai to be Machmir, to be Miyachid the Eidim. In fact, that's even the Ritva's Lashon, his conclusion. And by the way, I'm going to use this conclusion also to answer that question, I think. You tell me what you think. The Chia Amrina Lemechzi, last three lines. Lemechzi Asisun. E. La Sudi Asisun. The Hainu Hechados Lemechzi Bishas Maisa. Kach Hora Rabbeinu. Alocha Lemaisa. That's probably the Ra'ah. This is how the Ra'ah passing Alocha Lemaisa. I'm sorry, the machine broke at this moment. Avo Ein Zed Das Meforshin. The Ritva says the Ra'ah was Machmir based on that Gemara in Kedushin. And you will have to say Atameida, you have to designate. And then he says, V'roi lahachmir. So I have a simple teretz to steer in the... It dawned upon me today, Oren. Simple teretz. The Ritva over here is mefurish. If you read the Ritva carefully, he's being mazbir pshat in Gemara. What he thinks is the best pshat in Gemara. The Ritva in Kedushin is summarizing the different shitas. And here he says, Ein zed das ha-meforshin. What's he referring to? What's the Ritva in Kedushin? You just have Aval Ein. The top line on the next page, you can write on the bottom, Aval Ein zed das ha-meforshin. What's he referring to? Ein zed das ha-meforshin. Part of what he's referring to is how the Mefarshim are Masbir, are Maklis Tavav. And in Maklis Tavav, clearly, there's no difference between, as the Baalei Tosfos claim, between Gittin and Kedushin on the one hand, and Ritzicha and Mamonos on the other. But the Rebbe, the Ra'ah, the Roy Lahachmir, the Rebbe Ra'ah was Machmir for this, and we see this all the time, many, many times I find this with Rebbe Nevinzal Shlita, that in one, he'll be Masbir Pshat one way, and then I'll ask, oh, Halacha L'maisa, therefore could be Meikel, he'll say no. He says it's Roy Lahachmir. If there's a significant sheet out there, even if we're not going to learn that as being the Pshat, it's Kedai Lahachmir, especially if you're playing with something like fire. And you should know, these sugyas are playing with fire. There's the reason why Chazal said, Kol Sheni Yodea B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin Lo Yehei Oesek Iman. It's a very, very sharp language. And whoever gets involved in Gittin V'Kedushin is not capable, then you should banish them. Lo Yehei Oesek Iman. It's a very, very... And the reason is because it's playing with fire. It's Mamish playing with fire. So therefore, the Ritva says to be Choshesh in Kedushin, but that's what he means when he says in Kedushin also, Ein Zedas HaMeforshim, because he himself is going to be Masbir the Gemara, not like those Shitas. To go a little bit deeper, maybe, Rabosai, maybe we could point out, Michal started going in this direction. Now, let's be Masbir in the words of Tosos, why most Rishonim don't learn this way. Most Rishonim don't differentiate between Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar and Eidus L'Bir Adavar, right? Like Reb Shimon said, Bidas Tosvos and Rov Rishonim, what the Ritva even called Das HaMefarshim, there's no difference between the two. In other words, what's going to be this man that they'll be Pasul? Only B'Shas HaGadus Eidus. So what was Reb Shimon's argument? Reb Shimon said the whole idea that Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar and Eidus L'Bir Adavar are two different things is not correct. The requirement of Eidus for Kedushin is so that there will be Eidim to testify. That's the requirement. And what did the Ritva in Kedushin say from the Ra'ah? Not that way. He said for Kedushin you need something. What was his Lashon? Let's try to be as precise as possible in his words. That the Kedushin is there, L'Kiyum Adavar, Mamish, the Achronish terminology is Kemat Mefurish in the Ritva. You need Kedushin L'Kiyum Adavar, and not only La'ames Adavar, Aleph Mem Sof, Emes. It's not only there for Emes. In general, the Eidus is only there for Emes. Rabosai, when you read the Gemara, and when you're Masbir the Tosas well, what jumps out at you from our sugya? The Ritva's formulation of the Ra'ah? The Chura not. What did we say is the Gemara's expression of the requirement for Haggadah's Eidus Bebezdin, and that that is the time in which a Karov apostle messes up a cat. The Gemara used, as Tosas emphasized, the Gemara used the Xeris HaKosov, that exact same Xeris HaKosov. No. Yeah, that exact same Xeris HaKosov. Yokum Dover. Bimikai me Dover HaKosov Medaber. The Gemara said beferish, the reason why the Nidon is not posel, and the reason why you don't look at the Shas Re'iyah according to Tosos, according to Rashi, it might just be the reason why the Nidon's not posel. But according to Tosos, what does it mean, Yokum Davar? It means that what's significant, not the Re'iyah, when it's Mikuyam. So what's Tosos' Hagdara of Lekiyum? What's Tosos' Hagdara of Lekiyum, Adavar? The time of Lekiyam Adavar is B'shas HaGodah Seidus Bebezdin. And that was exactly Tosas' point, where Tosas writes, U'mishani, four lines from the bottom, B'mikayim Midavar HaKosam Adavar, Kloymar Kishiboy Lekayim Adavar Bebezdin. So the Ra'ah is Choleg, and the Ra'ah says there's this new category of Kiyam Adavar, which he argues is when? Is B'shas Re'iyah. Tosas uses that exact expression, kiyum, and he says, that's b'shas HaGodah Seidus Bebezdin. And the truth is, until I did Makas Davav, well, in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, with my dear Talmidim, I never realized that I always knew there was this fundamental machlokas, but I never realized that there's a Beferish Gemara, according to Tosas, that says that there's no difference between Eidus Lekiyam Adavar and Eidus Lebir Adavar. That Eidus Lebir Adavar is referred to in the Pasuk itself as Mekayme Adavar, as the Kiyum. So that's the omic of what's emerging from the Tosos. It's not just that Tosos is saying that you're going to Shas HaGodah and says he's being the Chadish, that that's what's called Kiyum Adavar. And therefore, there's no room for the position of the Ra'ah, according to Bali Tosis, to differentiate between the two. The Kiyum of Eidus takes place. The Kiyum of Eidus takes place. B'shas HaGodah. Okay, the Halacha L'maaseh we mentioned before. The Shat is Machmir, the Tzais, in Simin Lamed Vav. As we put on the Marim Mekomos, it's Choshesh for the Sheet of the Shat. It's Kedai L'chatila to be Machmir for it. Every once in a while, you could either the Kavod, you can even remind the Masadir Kedushin that to be Miyakeh De'edim, because it's something that's Kedai to do with Hatchila, but to realize that Rov Rishonim disagree in Shulchan Aruch, it's not passing this way, the Shaf is Choshesh. There was a hand over here. Someone raise the hand. Yeah.
I think this is the Rebbe Jaime, I just want to add to that.
Yes.
I mean, that's exactly what Rashi says to Josh and Deborah, maybe Tosos and Yaakov Dover.
Go ahead. See, Baha'i Kro, Shason, Lukulam, Kishnaim, Dahainu, Aedim, Avalo, Ba'osea Dover.
Then he holds that Yaakov Dover is needed for the Osea Dover and not for people who don't show up to base. And that's how he understands his bar.
I hear what you're saying. The Rashi seems to be a little bit different. His formulation is different.
It's just exactly how they're all really smart, and Rashi really smart, and everyone who's on the other side of Tosfos. So they don't even hold a smart view that you arrived at Tosfos. Especially
right.
Tosfos himself says Klomar.
Nice.
He's being a Kodesh.
Right. Does anybody have a Gemara Kedushin? The Gemara in Kedushin, we said, I always had another riot to the Bali Tosos. The Gemara itself learns out. How does the Gemara learn out? And maybe you could plug back in everything that we discussed on this issue. How does the Gemara learn out that you need Eidim for Gittin and Kedushin? It learns out from Mammon. Dover, Dover, Mi Mammon. Does that sound like what the Ra'ah in Kedushin is saying? That there's a difference between Eidus Lekiyam HaDover and Eidus Amitas HaDover? It's the same source. We learn out the requirement of Kedushin from Mammon. We learn that one from the other. So what does that indicate? That indicates that they're all exactly like that other side that we saw from Shimon. And that is that the Eidus that's necessary for Kiddushin is because you need information by Mammon to be able to act on it. So we also are Mechayev that information when it comes to Kiddushin. But the fact that the Gemara on Samach Vav puts it together in Kiddushin indicates that's the exact same thing. Not like the Chiddush of the Ra'ah. And again, the big simcha is now we see that the whole concept of Kiyum HaDavar tells us understood is that Kiyum HaDavar takes place not the fancy, brisker way of saying it, the way we said that it's a part and parcel of the Kinyan. Reb Chaim explains how it elevates the Kinyan and so on and so forth. We're not going to even get involved in that. Just in the words of the Gemara, you clearly see that the Bali tells us address that, and they said the Kiyum, B'mikayim HaDavar, is B'shas HaGodas Eidus, and not at the time that they see it. So the fancy way of saying it, L'chura, is not the simple way of Makos, Dav, Vav, and Aleph. And the Ritva himself, who's the source in the Rishonim of this Chumra, when it came to learning Pshat, did not learn the Pshat this way. Now, there is a Ksais who answers my Kasha. He has a fantastic Pshat in that Gemara about Dover, Dover, and Mammon. L'chura, the fact that we learn out the requirement of Eidus and Gittin and Kiddushin from Mammon would indicate that the requirement of Kiddushin is only Labir HaDavar, it's not Lekayim HaDavar, because that's the source. So Zos has a mind-boggling way of reading that Gemara. So I just give you as a Zemar Makom to look up that Ksais. He has a beautiful way of reading it. It's definitely not the Pashtus of the Gemara, but for those who are interested, the Ksais did address this question. It's not like we found China. Almost all the issues that we raised have been discussed by those who came before us and those who are greater than us. Yes, sorry.
Rizzo was using an example of Kiddushin for this old example. He was showing that it's not like you were crushing it before, but
oh.
And you could also say that
the Ritva in Kiddushin or the Ritva in Makkos?
He's using an example.
Let's see. Let's see. He starts with Rashi in the Rashbam.
And then he says
like this. Avalikshu alav shim lo kein vo dim kein yim tzarim l'svichin l'sayim. No, can anybody answer? Can anybody answer Oren's Raya? If you're able to answer this, this is also a simon that you made that you understand the sugya. And if it takes you 2 days, and it takes you all Shavuos night, or half a Shavuos night to pound through it, okay, I'll give you a little bit of time for the kids. A little bit of time. Rabosai, it's a tragedy in our generation. It's mamish a tragedy. I have a taina on our beautiful yeshiva that I love very, very dearly. It very much bothers me that the yeshiva rewards guys for covering ground and doesn't reward guys for understanding the Tosfos. You need both. To become Talmid Chachamim, you need both. But there is nothing like... There's no way if someone's going to come become a Talmud Chacham without learning how to analyze a Rashi and a Tosis properly. And it's making Siyum HaMasechtos and doing it 7-8 times for sure. It's absolutely beautiful, and I'm upset that when I was a Talmud, I came from the other extreme. Where I came from, they didn't push enough for us to do particularly Chazara 7 or 8 times. They didn't push us to do the Chazara 7 or 8 times. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that the yeshiva is doing it. But until you know how to analyze a Rashi, a Tosis, and a Rambam, you're never going to become a Talmud Chacham. I'm sorry if I'm being very sharp, but that's the emes. Sometimes the emes is sharp. You will never be a Talmud Chacham until, for years and years and years, you sit and you read carefully and analyze and ask and listen to Shir and listen over to Shir and Chazer and rip apart and write over your notes again and so on. That's the only way you're going to become a Talmud Chacham. Only way. Midaf Gisa, you're gonna remain a Talmud Chacham Am Ha'aretz if you don't go year by year through Masechtos and Shas. Yeah, also have to do that year by year, slowly and maturely. Emphasis also on maturely. But can anybody answer Oren's question? If you're able to answer Oren's question, I'll repeat in a moment. If you're able to answer, just gotta keep track of time. We don't have time to answer. Oren's question is like this. I leave it off. Oren said, we just made a big deal beforehand. I start off with the Talmud's question in Tosas. The Tosas asked from Gittin, and I explained why Tosas went to Gittin, because Gittin is a case of Nefashos. Yet the Ritva, when he asks on Rashi, talks about Kedushin and not Gittin. Every single one of you could be able to answer that question after you do appropriate Hazara. It's a fair question, you need to ask it, but I think there's a straightforward answer when you think about it. Rabosa, I want to go a little bit out of order in Halacha and share with you